Is it a cliche to say you can deal with adversity? You know, adversity comes in different shapes and sizes, and nobody's grass is greener. And the more you talk to people, you realize that their grass is less than green, more green. But because we're all so involved in our own lives, we're not sure how green our grass really is. And is it relevant? I mean, when you're faced with any situation, physical, mental, financial, whatever, you have to be able to see your way through it. On the physical side, as I've said many times, the stroke impairs you, and the only way you can get back from a stroke is to reduce the impairments to the best of your ability. Stop making excuses. Find ways around it. It changes your state of mind, I suppose. And the only way you're going to achieve any change is through discipline. And discipline requires doing whatever works for you. In my case, I've always been getting up for 30 years now, 5 a.m. in the morning for work or for this or for travel. So even now, in the last 15 months, getting up at 5 o'clock is not, I say, it's not arduous or tough. It's nicer in the summer when it's bright and the sun rises at 4:30 and it's warmer. You can go out in shorts. Right now, it's less pleasant. The last few days have been less pleasant with the cold, the wind, and the gloomy rain. But I find after a 40-minute walk and do my 6,000 steps or 7,000 steps before a cup of coffee, does give you what you need, is that sense of positivity. You do kill some demons in your head when you're out there. You do find things that are positive that motivate you. You do think positive by the end of the walk, by the time you come back, I suppose, with the body revved up and endomorphs working in your favor. It's not the same as running or cycling or the intensity of the physicality of doing a workout as such, but in the end, your brain gets kicked into gear, usually in a positive way. And that's why when you meet people saying, God, you're this and you're that, it's amazing. There's no other really way, I've said this many times, you're going to do it. If you want to get better, if I want to get from here to Damascus, the only way I can do is walk, fly, go by boat. So it involves effort, it involves focus, and involves in a self-belief and faith that you might get somewhere others wouldn't reckon you would get to. But you don't need to tell people where you're going. Are you going to get there? It's up to you. And so adversity is underrated in the sense that when you're in it and something happens, it's only you can get out. And that's when you have to dig deep. It's not really emotional. It's just energy, focus, and looking at your objective. If your objective is to get back walking, as it was in my case, for good or for bad, or better or worse, I've done it, I've achieved it, but it doesn't stop here. Every day allows for improvement. Every day is open to a betterment. So here we are, onwards and upwards, and we still keep going.